Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I'm joined again today with my beautiful wife, Reverend Nay, for the best hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be back with you, mighty companion. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to be talking about lesson 29 today. God is in everything I see. And before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath now. God is in everything I see. The idea for today explains why you can see all purpose in anything. It explains why nothing is separate by itself or in itself. And it explains why nothing you see means anything. In fact, it explains every idea we've used thus far and all subsequent ones as well. Today's idea is the whole basis for vision.
You will probably find this idea very difficult to grasp at this point. You may find it silly, irrelevant, senseless, funny, and even objectionable. Certainly God is not in a table, for example, as you see it. Yet we emphasized yesterday that a table shares the purpose of the universe, and what shares the purpose of the universe shares the purpose of its creator.
Try then today to begin to learn how to look on all things with love, appreciation, and open-mindedness. You do not see them now. Would you know what is in them? Nothing is as it appears to you. Its holy purpose stands beyond your little range. When vision has shown you the holiness that lights up the world, you will understand today's idea perfectly, and you will not understand how you could have ever found it difficult.
Our 6 2-minute practice periods for today should follow a now familiar pattern. Begin with repeating the idea to yourself and then apply it to randomly chosen subjects about you, naming each one specifically. Try to avoid the tendency toward self-directed selection, which may be particularly tempting in connection with today's idea because of its wholly alien nature. Remember that any order you impose is equally alien to reality.
Your list of subjects should therefore be as free of self-selection as possible. For example, a suitable list might include, God is in that coat hanger. God is in this magazine. God is in this finger. God is in this lamp. God is in that body. God is in that door. God is in that wastebasket.
In addition to the assigned practice periods, repeat the idea for today at least once an hour, looking slowly about you as you say the words unhurriedly to yourself. At least once or twice, you should experience a sense of restfulness as you do this.
God is in everything I see, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath now. We kind of tipped our hand yesterday in our discussion. That
I know. Didn't know we were doing that.
We were talking about how, you know, everything is holy. Yeah. You know, as we begin to evolve or ascend in consciousness. But that's really the, you know, the secret, so to speak. So yesterday was a little bit of a spoiler alert. Yeah, so we kind of tipped our hand, but ultimately that's what this is about. We have lost I want to put it this way. The ego, the thought system that we've created to give us an observable reality that is reflective of separation. Because that was its goal. That's why we created it. That's, you know, the goal, the end was, at the beginning was in mind with the goal, you know, was to experience separation. And we did it. We did it beautifully. you know. And that's the ego's purpose, is everything seen through the eyes of the ego, seen through the eyes of the body, and reflected upon through the perception of that mind. Its entire creation was to see things separately. But now we're returning home. Now we're moving back. And so we have to, believe it or not, we have to unlearn that thought system that we created to see things separately. And now we have to unlearn that. And we have learned it well. And the ego's done its job nonstop, 24/7, convincing us that everything is separate, and that we are separate, and that we are separate from God. We are separate from love. We are separate from each other. Then we're contained within a separate vehicle called the body, the human body. So we are in the process now. We've raised our hand and said, I want to know the truth. And you found your way to this coursework. You found your way to this lesson and this discussion. And there are no accidents. And so today, we are practicing unlearning. And we question that lesson that we've learned from the ego with each one of these statements. God is in this coat hanger. Have you ever really thought that before? God is in this chair. Have you thought that before? God is in this desk, in this cup, in this glass, in everything. God is in everything, which means love is in everything. And the purpose of love is to be recognized for what it is and to be extended endlessly, forever and ever. Amen. God is in everything I see.
And this is the whole basis for vision.
It is.
This
yeah.
is the whole basis for vision. We're learning how to look on all things with love, appreciation, and open-mindedness. That's huge. How often do we meet one another in love, appreciation, and open-mindedness? Sure, our friends, our family, those that we know, but all of the world, all of creation, looking upon all things with love, appreciation, and open-mindedness. This is also the basis of recognizing holiness. Everything is holy now. That was perfect precursor. When you mentioned that song, it's true. And so one thing I love about this lesson that I explored recently or more recent times is to incorporate it with my touching, the tactile aspect of it. Mm. Perhaps while I'm doing dishes or to have this intimate experience. And for me, it was also tactile. Like as I was saying, God is in everything I see. God is in this dish, in my hands, in the water, and in this silverware, like this knife, you know. God is in everything that I see and behold. And then noticing how I want to direct, how in a hurry I might be to move on to the next thing, before I've given my full love, appreciation, and open-mindedness to that one thing. And catching myself to go, oh, I'm self-directing. And that my self-direction, I find this interesting. It talks about it is as alien to reality. I want to find that here. Try to avoid the tendency towards self-directed selection, which may be particularly tempting with today's idea because of its wholly alien nature. Remember that any order you impose is equally alien to reality. You know, so for instance, you know, looking up at the sky and my eyes cast upon, you know, the cloud, and then I want to do everything that I see in that particular, well, certainly the sky must follow that, and the airplane must follow that, and the bird must follow that. And I start self-directing and swinging my vision from how I'm directing it. And so it's an indication that I'm not fully present to the cloud. I'm not fully being, you know, allowing the cloud to reveal itself to me. I'm already just very subtly onto the next thing. And so I think that there is a patience that can be practiced with this particular lesson, to take our time, mm-hmm. you know, with it. And it's just a beautiful, for me, it's beautiful. I love practicing this lesson. I know it says the idea can be uncomfortable perhaps in the beginning, you know, when you're practicing it. I also think that it depends on what our conditioning is about God, mm-hmm. you know, mm. how we may perceive this, you know. So it could reveal how we are projecting ourselves unto God even. Mm-hmm. In the concept of that.
Yeah, and there's one other, and thank you for sharing that thought. There's one other thing too that's very subtle that I just want to point out. It's like when we see something that we think, like this morning I woke up and it was fairly early, the sun was just coming up, and as I was seeing the sun rising, I was seeing these beautiful pink clouds. The sun wasn't up yet, but these beautiful pink clouds were showing. Mm. And it's, I'm just going to say, it's easier to see something in creation that's beautiful and think, oh, that's really beautiful. And to, you know, to remember God, so to speak, in noticing, you know, the grandeur, the beauty, the gift that's being mm-hmm. given. Mm-hmm. But God is in everything, right? Everything. And so can we walk through the middle of a garbage dump mm-hmm. and see God? No, I see God when I see something beautiful. I'm God, you know, and so the mind just disregards mm-hmm. anything mm-hmm. that it thinks that's less than beautiful or is nasty or ugly or mm-hmm. smells bad. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to look too far to find something we might even judge it as offensive. And mm-hmm. I don't want to be. God is in everything. It doesn't say God is in everything I see, except, mm-hmm. I mean, this hems you in, and after a while you begin to see it's very absolute. Mm-hmm. And it's the ego that wants to say, God, I can see God in that over there, but no, I can't do that here. I got to walk past this. Mm-hmm. And it's the very things that we think we need to walk past to move away from that are our real teachers. God is in everything I see, not just the things that are beautiful.
Right. Or that you judge as good.
Says is beautiful or good.
Exactly. I had a very, this, I'm just going to share this. It might seem out of left field. I had a very intimate connection similar to this with a turkey buzzard. I walked by and made eye contact with a turkey buzzard. And I immediately wanted to judge it. And God is in everything I see. And it was like my whole vision of that turkey buzzard and all the judgments that I had of it just fell away. I mean, don't ask me why I had anything against turkey buzzards. Well, because they, you know, scavengers. They're picking away at the little Bambis on the side of the road. And yet they're amazing, and I've come to really appreciate them, you yeah. know, and their flight. And I think that they actually need to be renamed something more lovely. I've told you that before. I'm like, they need a new name. They need marketing. But anyway, God is in everything I see. Even turkey buzzards or the trash dump. Or
even the carcass that they're picking away at.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun lesson. Fun to explore.
And challenging. Can be challenging.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us in our conversation. We love you. Stay the course.
God is either all there is or not. I'm sorry. I just had to say that too.
That's good.
I mean, so what are we believing?
Yeah. What are we?
I mean, if we believe that that is true, right, then we walk through our experience as if it were, because it is.
And so we have to move beyond the idea that some things are good and some things are bad, because God is always good.
And it's the seeing and the perception.
Yeah. Absolutely. Once again, we'll say, stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send